What's something you've never done that when people hear about it, they don't believe you? 1-800-947-3979. Donny Osmond, a very devout Mormon. He and his sister Marie, very, very famous from the time they were young as a duo, had their own TV show. And
Yeah.
He was a heartthrob to a lot of ladies.
Yeah, he was a child
My
star.
Mom still thinks he's a smoke show, and he's 65 now.
He looks pretty good. I mean, for his age, he takes care of himself. Probably had a little work done.
Yeah, it seems pretty likely. But he says that he has never, not one time in his life, uttered a swear word. That includes dang and darn.
I believe
dang
that.
Or darn. Wow. Yeah. That's impressive.
Like, I think the worst thing he's ever said is shoot. Well, shoot. Which that, I mean, if you really wanted to make a leap, that is a cover up for the other one. But that's a pretty weak swear.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean,
no one says you're full of shoot. Actually, people probably do.
They might. But shoot is definitely, I mean, not even close to a swear word.
No.
He's one of those creepy looking people that I believe that's true.
Why is he creepy?
I don't know. He's just got a creepy. Ever since I was a kid and everybody loved him and his sister or whatever, I was like, I don't know. Something gives me weird, icky vibes about him. He's got one of those faces.
Like he's too good?
Maybe that's it.
I mean, I think they're legit.
He's got a very toothy, very white smile.
Yeah. He just seems very, something's off. But maybe not. Maybe he's a great person. I don't know. Every time I see an image of him, though, I think to myself, there's something creepy about that man.
This text, I am 55 years old and I've only told two people this before and neither of them believed me and you won't either, but I've never treated myself like an amusement park.
Wow.
Aren't you, like, male or female?
Female.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'd be more likely yeah. with a woman than a guy, but even so, there would be a part, like, haven't you ever just been curious? And now that you're saying it out loud in a text or writing it in a text, like, I wonder what that's like.
Haven't you ever
been curious a little bit?
Landed on the arm of a couch weird or something?
It's getting
just accidentally.
It's
done
getting
it.
Great reviews on Yelp. If you look it up, man, that is 5 stars.
Yeah, haven't
everybody's
you ever,
a big fan. Just been, 5 of 5 would do again.
Sitting there with your legs crossed and have it hit in a weird way just once. Like that's never happened.
I think some people think it's gross. And not because of like a religion thing or whatever, but just because they think it's gross.
They might like think, oh, it's no different than putting something in your backside, you know, or whatever. Like maybe like it's, well, it's the inside and not the outside. And I'm strictly an outside person.
But if you don't want to.
But I would think once you've had sex, assuming that person has had sex, that you'd go, oh, this feels pretty good.
I have a friend of mine that's never even like kissed anybody, and when he tells people that, they don't believe him.
Is he just asexual, just not interested?
He's never really said either way. The evidence says that, but he's also very picky, like when it comes to everything in his life versus like what he's eating, what he's wearing, who he's hanging out with, and he's unapologetic about it. He's not the type that's gonna be like, oh, free beer invited me out, I'll say yes to free beer, and oh, hot wings invited me out, I'll say yes to both of them and then just hurt one of their feelings. He's going to straight up look at you and be like, oh no, free beer invited me out. And I guess he didn't ask you hot wings, but I'm not going to blow him off for you. Sorry. Like he's one of those upfront, honest people.
Yeah. Who every decision is meticulous and doesn't sound like a lot of gray area there.
Yeah.
I'm very curious now. Brian from Albany, I'm 50 and people don't believe that I've never had or tried any drugs, especially pot. My nickname in high school was either Stoner or Lewds. It just so happens I'm always tired and people say I always look high. It sucks when I get pulled over because the cops are certain I'm on something and it's almost always turned into a sobriety test and they want to search my car.
Wow. God, you must really have a look. But I'm there with you. I've never tried drugs. I've never had an illegal drug.
Mm.
Or even at this point now a legal drug. I've never had marijuana or anything harder.
That's a damn shame.
Tried cigarettes and coffee and obviously alcohol on a number of occasions, but not illegal.
Oh man.
A little underage.
That's weird. This person says, I tuned in late and heard Kelly talking about a creepy man and his sister, and I immediately in my head thought of Donnie and Marie.
Exactly.
Then when you mentioned them, I went, I knew it!
I told you.
For the record, there was no insinuation on our part that they were ever anything more than brother and sister. This person is saying they always seemed pretty incesty to me.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they were lovers at some time. Or like practiced kissing on one another.
Okay, maybe that.
Yeah.
Let's see, this one. I never spanked my monkey until I was 21. That must have
been pretty late.
That must have been a big day.
That's definitely pretty late.
Hate of the yard that day. Jeez.
I bet, yeah.
People don't believe that I've never seen any of the Star Wars movies, which is...
They don't believe you.
It always surprised me. They're like, wait, no, she's lying.
I did have the urge to say, not even on like TBS.
Like, why would that be the one thing that I pick that I'm like, no, I'm going to lie about this.
I didn't believe you at first. Because I remember you bringing that up, and I go, like, you've never even seen it on accident? Like, because they're on so much?
Yeah.
Like, especially for a certain period of time when, like, the newer ones were coming out. I'm like, God, every channel you turn on, there's a Star Wars movie. So I had a hard time believing that you hadn't just went, all right, well, let's watch this for 20 minutes and see what's going on.
This text from Steve in Nashville. He says, I'm not sure why it's such a big deal to people, and this is almost a whole category unto itself, similar to what Steve said, but people can't believe and almost get mad at me when I tell them I've never seen The Big Lebowski, and I don't get their references.
Yeah, same. Like, I've never seen that.
Yeah, I've never seen
it. I have seen it, but it took me like 20 years.
Or Animal House, never saw that.
Yeah, and some of those are so dated now that they're not, like, they're funny if you have nostalgia for them.
Mm-hmm.
But Animal House in of itself is just, it's a pretty dated type of comedy. Yeah. I mean, it's just.
Yeah. It's like when people like my parents' age still insist that the funniest thing they've ever seen is Steve Martin singing King Tut on SNL.
Yeah. It was funny for the time because it was so silly and nobody had really done anything that dopey before. It was so goofy. Well, like,
that's so not funny. It's so not funny.
But like when I was a kid, I thought it was funny because the first time I saw it, I think I was about 11. And so that was like the first whole stand up I ever saw was that whole bit. It wasn't from SNL. It was the whole thing. And it was like he put the arrow on his head and he's got a fish. And like it was just so absurd that for an 11-year-old it was great, but yes, in hindsight you go, yeah, comedy has changed.
Yeah, a bit.
Yeah, it's a little different now.
This one, I don't tell people this because I don't feel like listening to them say, what, I can't believe it, but I've never been on an airplane or been to a professional music concert.
That does blow my mind when people around my age, especially in their 30s, tell me they've never seen live music from a band that they love.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Well, even my age. I mean, really, like my parents, I would have not been surprised if my dad said, I've never been to a concert. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. But
you mean you weren't at Iron Maiden, Dad?
But my gosh.
Yeah, the being on an airplane doesn't really surprise me that much. I mean, some people just have a fear of that, so they never do it. But yeah,
anywhere.
You don't travel.
I was 20, almost 23 the first time I flew.
I don't know.
My family, we didn't travel that way. We got in a stupid van and would drive to Florida or whatever. So
my aunt, my dad's sister, I don't know if she's, I wouldn't be surprised to hear that she's never been on an airplane before. She's like 70 something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I tried to get my mom to go on one.
She's never been on one?
Mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
My grandmother-in-law has never left the state ever in her whole life. And she's.
That's crazy.
In her 90s.
That really does always surprise me.
Because it's not like we live in a massive state and we live directly in the center of it. So she'd have to go hundreds of miles or like you can be out of the state in about an hour and a half.
Yeah, has never left. When we show her pictures of our adventures and stuff, she's always like, wow, this is beautiful. I'm like, let's get you going on a road trip or something. She's like, nope, I'm good. She just loves to read and that's the adventure she wants to go on. It's in a book.
Oh, man.
Isn't that crazy?
Even just
that
accidentally.
Is. But if she's...
you could accidentally end up in Indiana.
Yeah, you could leave the state
or something.
You can hop on a boat and be in Minnesota.
It really is surprising how small some people's radius is. Mm-hmm. We worked with somebody in New Jersey that at some point I had gone to like where all the Amish live and stuff in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Lancaster.
Yes, Lancaster County, which is like... a half an hour drive from New Jersey. It's not far. I remember bringing it up to somebody that we worked with who was like 25 years old or something. And I said, oh, yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, I've never crossed that bridge. And I, You've never even crossed that bridge.
It was like 8 miles.
Yeah. When I first moved here, there were so many people who were shocked that I had never had certain fast food restaurants. Like, we've got Freddy's and Culver's up here. And I'd never had that in my life. I'd never even heard of them. And they were like, what?
That's like, some people think all chains are everywhere, I think, if you haven't moved around.
But it is surprising when I hear people say, oh, I've never had McDonald's, or oh, I've never had Wendy's, or whatever, because I'm like, aren't those kind of
those
everywhere?
Are everywhere.
The big three are everywhere.
Yeah, and have been for a million years. Yeah, if somebody said, I've never had Freddy's, I wouldn't. Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
You know what people say to me? I've never been to Canada. And growing up in Michigan, everybody goes to Canada. Mm-hmm. Like, how can you not have gone? It's kind of like... your grandmother-in-law, I believe, is the term.
It is kind of like, you've never accidentally ended up on the wrong road, but I'm on the bridge.
I did
like,
almost
like I
in
did
Detroit,
that once.
Near did that once. Near Joe Louis Arena, or near the what used to be called the Renaissance Center. There's a road where if you take one road, you go behind the building, and if you take the next road, you go into a tunnel into Canada. And I did a in and back out there the first time I did a football game. I'm going to miss the game because I'm in Canada.
I accidentally took the tunnel once to Canada.
Wow.
But that was easy back then. So you just go, well, let's just go for it. Let's go hang out in Windsor.
This text from Nashville: I've never smoked anything, including cigarettes and weed, never been drunk, never been to a concert or a pro sports game.
Wow.
Like, all of those individually.
Let's go see some live music.
Yeah, individually,
that's a lot of things.
All of them together. Wow.
I've never smoked a cigarette, which surprises people. I can't.
That is surprising.
They smell like smoked raisins.
That is, considering all the other things you've put in your body.
Yeah.
Well,
I
usually
don't try anything. Yeah.
Girls who smoke like sex, and you really like sex from what you say.
Never done anal.
Yeah.
Never even tried. People are so shocked at that, for real. When I say that,
they?
No. Because I don't care. Like, I'm so sexually fluid. And I'm not judging you. If you love it, you love it.
I never blinked when you said that because of the rest of the context. Where if you did, you'd tell us.
I've also never opened up like a porn website to watch porn. I've watched porn with partners who are into that, but I've never ever watched porn on my own. Ever.
Yeah, me neither.
It's just crazy. People are so
today,
like, thrown off by that, which is crazy. I like this one.
Porn one is only surprising because you're so experimental and willing to. So it's like,
yeah, I'm a sexual human. I love it. But yeah, I'm not. It's just never been my thing. But this one on social media, I would have never thought of this. I posted this at FBHW show. You can follow us on everything. This is from Brandon. I have never, ever had brain freeze. A weird sensation.
I want to force feed ice cream into you right now.
Yeah, chug a slushy. Do it.
I wonder if that's something that
some people don't get.
Yeah,
I've never had brain freeze.
You've never had brain freeze hot wings?
No,
really?
I can't eat ice cream or something that frozen fast enough because it hurts my tonsils first.
Oh.
I used to get it.
I just can't do it.
I rarely would get it from ice cream, but Slurpees when I was a kid, when you get one of those from 7-Eleven, you just inhale it, and then it's like, oh, God, everything hurts. God.
If a smoothie is like ice cold, for whatever reason, smoothies and milkshakes, I'm one of those people that has to chug it the moment I get it. I get brain freeze every damn time. Every time.
Do you want to hear some fighting words for one of you?
Sure.
Whenever Kelly talks about concerts, I'm reminded that they are the most pointless waste of money and events ever. Watching people play music that you can just listen to when they're not air. They barely move. That's why people never go.
Wow. Then you're going to, like, you must like very boring artists then. Like, because that's not usually the case. Now, I have been to those concerts before. Like, I ended up walking out of a Bonnie Raitt concert.
Yeah, because it's bad.
It wasn't that she sounded bad. It was just Chris Isaak opened for her, who was a great performer.
Yeah.
And then she's one of those that she stands in front of a microphone and she sounds just like the CD.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But I go, I'm bored now. I had so much fun a half an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that. But most artists aren't like that. You know, I mean, unless you like really boring artists.
It's bummed me out a couple times when I've gone to concerts with people who you can tell don't go.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I traveled to a whole nother state, Missouri, a little boring. And everybody sat. And she is not the type of concert you sit at. And it was Florence and the Machine. I mean, she's running all over stage.
Yeah.
And I'm dancing, and I'm standing, and people behind me were like trying to flash their phone lights at me to kind of give me this signal of like, hey, sit down. Nobody else is standing. And then finally she said, I feel weird. Like, I'm on this big festival tour right now and I'm doing minimal venues like this, and everybody's just sitting and staring at me. Can we stand? And I was like, yes.
That is weird.
Thank God.
That is when the peer pressure is overwhelming to sit, but you're like, I know that everybody stands for this.
Mm-hmm. I just talked to my husband about needing more live music in my life, because with this schedule we have in the mornings with bands that come through here, they're generally like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday shows.
Yeah.
And, you know, by the time Friday rolls around, that's a 24-hour day for you if you're up past midnight. So I was telling him, I just need more live music. Even if I don't know the band, a lot of it's just going because you're watching other people enjoy it. And that alone, that vibe of a crowd,
so you would enjoy
is
a concert
so much fun.
If it's an artist you're not interested in.
That's what I did at half the music festivals I went to. I'd see a headliner that I wanted to see, but 6 hours before that, it was either bands I hadn't seen and never heard of, or ones that I had, but I didn't want to go to the same music twice if I had the opportunity to discover something new.
Dang.
Now, if it sucked, I'd walk away because it's a festival. But yeah, a lot of times bands that I love, if they've got one or two openers, I'm going to go see that opener.
I'm with you. I don't like missing openers. Yeah. Those are some of the best, things that I've seen.
Yeah. Artists you like signed somebody on to open for them because they like them. Chances are you might like them too.
Yeah. That's what I had with Bonnie Raitt and Chris Isaac.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've gotten tickets to shows that I barely know. I go, well, this sounds like something I might like, I guess. Yeah. And that's how I discovered Trombone Shorty.
I remember that. Oh, he's so good.
I go, this is a blast. Mm-hmm. I've seen him like 4 times now. It's fun.
1-800-947-3979. I've never had a hangover.
I'm
31 lucky. And I've never been sick my entire life. Not even a cold or food poisoning. And I'm not remotely a germaphobe. You must have just a powerful... resilience.
Yeah, that's really good.
Man, but if you ever get sick, I bet everybody thinks when you get sick, because I was just thinking that it's going to be awful. You're going to be like, I don't know what to do.
A headache's going to knock you out. Yeah,
I assume that person doesn't have children.
Oh, God.
That ruins everything. I almost never got sick until kids showed up in my life.
2 weeks into school and our whole house is coughing.
2 weeks? Evelyn got sick on her second day at school. Yeah. Second day.
So all fast. My teacher friends are sick right now. All of them.
It's brutal.
They're just like, whatever. These little germ bags are sitting in the school.
It's so fine. Brutal. Oh, yeah.